Our first talk, we've got Sharon and Jeffrey. They're going to be speaking on building an OpenStreetMap community playbook. So let's invite them up.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our talk on building an OpenStreetMap community playbook. I am Sharon Omoza, the Everywhere She Maps Regional Ambassador for Youth Mappers. And I'm also part of the HOT Community Working Group and HOT Training Working Group. Thank you.
Yeah, welcome to our session. My name is Jeffrey Katerega. I work with the humanitarian OpenStreetMap team at our regional hub for Eastern and Southern Africa as the community manager. But I'm also a member of the OSM community in Uganda. I'm also part of OpenStreetMap Africa, which is a network of OSM communities across Africa. So a big shout out to all members of OSM Africa. Give me a wave. Several of them in the room. Yeah, we have several colleagues who couldn't make it because of visa issues, but good to see also a good number of people here represented. So I'm also a member of the HOT Community Working Group. For those of you who don't know, like HOT has different working groups. We have the training work group, the tech working group, the community working group specifically is one that helps to engage communities. So we do support, we do convene every, almost every week. I have like meetings, one in the Africa-Asia time zone, another one for like the US time zone. So we have like meetings and people just come together online every week, and we have several things we work on. We organize like community webinars on different topics. We invite communities to share about their work. So yeah, if you're interested to know more about the HOT Community Working Group and interested also in joining us, you can just visit that link and be able to yeah, take part and join us. Yeah, so why a playbook? So there are always different questions that come up when trying to either start up a community, or if you're a member of a community and you want to, you know, to see how you can kind of grow it. So I had this question and this challenge, and I know several people also had the same question. And I've tried to reach out within the HOT Community Working Group. We have a Rumio forum that we use to have community discussion. So yeah, I reached out and asked people for, you know, ideas, like, how do you do it in your community? How do you overcome some of the challenges that you face? Where do you find resources? Where do you even start from? So obviously there are several questions. So is there a community in your country? So you may be here. I met someone from Ethiopia here, and he was telling me, I didn't know there was an OSM community in my country. But even if it's existing, how do you even find out where, how to get in touch, how to participate? And if it's not there, how can you start it? Because there are also some places, some countries, where there are no communities at all. Or even a local community. You may want to have a community in like your city where you can, you know, meet other mappers and do this together. Yeah, but if it doesn't exist, how can you start one? Where do you even start? Who do you reach out to? How do you get people interested in OpenStreetMap, especially if you are also new and you're just trying to learn? And what does it take to even start? How do you keep it running? How do you sustain it? We normally hold events, and you know, one of the things we do at like mapping events, mapping parties, mapathons, we get like some snacks and drinks just to, you know, to keep the event nice. But that needs resources. You need like space with maybe internet and the table. Where do you get these resources from? Do you need to set up, you know, when you get 100 people interested? Do you need to set up governance for your community? What is the structure, you know? And how do you keep the community engaged? So very many questions, but the good thing is that these answers exist somewhere within different communities. Some people have already gone through these things and have found solutions, but how do we share this knowledge? How do we share it with people who are just starting or are also facing these same challenges?
Thank you, Geoffrey. Yeah, so the idea that we had with the community playbook, we had some impacts that we wanted to achieve with this community playbook. We had so many impacts, but our major impact that we wanted to achieve was sustainability and also diversity in these OpenStreetMap communities. So with sustainabilities, we were looking into the OSM communities that exist and let's say they're vibrant. How do OSM communities that are starting up learn from the communities that are healthy, that have a lot of things going on from them? And how do you also keep the volunteers engaged? Because what I've seen in some of the communities, sometimes they disappear. So you get to find that you don't have the same people that you had at the beginning. So maybe the number of people in the communities, there is that reduction of these people. And for example, the communities that are majorly founded by youth mappers, you get when the youth mappers get to exist, the universities or the campuses. So most of the time they don't keep in touch with their OSM communities, and maybe there is not someone who can progress the activities that they were doing. So sometimes some of these communities end up dead, or others end up like being in a coma, like there is nothing that is happening with these communities. So how do we keep these communities engaged, and how do different communities in their various levels, those that are fully engaged, those are starting up, and those are struggling, how do they learn from each other so that there is that continuity? So the other impact was diversity in our communities, and one of the major diversity issue was gender representation, because there was some of the some research that was done by the OpenStreetMap, and we realized like most of the contributors on OpenStreetMap, we have 2 to 8% of the contributors are women. So how do we have women engaged in these OSM communities and even like take up the leadership positions on the various OSM communities that we have? So those are the major impacts that we want to start with when we are coming up with this playbook for the communities. The community playbook was an idea that came by last year. So the first approach that we did, brainstorming on the need for documenting this knowledge and having a resource. And from the Lumio forum that we created as the community working group, this is where we had this discussion about the need for the playbook. And then we had to, as the community working group, we do have monthly webinars. So one of the monthly webinars was on tips, tricks, and challenges on building an OSM community. And it's from this webinar that we had various thoughts from different peoples on some of the challenges the communities are facing, some of the tricks that other people had that sustains them. So from the webinar, we had a lot of themes, a lot of tricks, challenges that we got from the webinars. Some of them were promoting data quality. Some of them were training, diversity and inclusion, building goals, identifying gaps in the map. So we had a lot of themes that were repeated, but because we were starting, we couldn't get everything into the playbook. So we had to prioritize just a few themes that should first go into the first draft of the playbook. So we had 15 volunteers who were part of the webinar, and The contributors prioritized on the most repeated themes, and some of the most repeated themes were identifying local community issues, how mapping can help others work. The other one was attracting and engaging students, connecting contributors' motivation to mapping and training. So at first, we decided to prioritize on these four themes so that we start with them, and we have the first draft of the community playbook. But this first approach, we had a challenge. Out of the 15 people that we had that had promised to help in building this community playbook, a lot of them dropped out. Like, at some point, we had like 3 out of 15 volunteers who were like getting time to help in drafting the community playbook. So some of the four themes, what we had was just like an introduction, and we reached a point where we came to a stall. In January, we were supposed to have the first draft of the community playbook, but we didn't have anything. We just had the introductions from the various themes that we have. So we came to a stall, and we decided to take the second approach. First, from the first approach, what we learned, what according to us, the community working group, what we did right was engaging the communities on the themes that they wanted to go into the playbook. Because the playbook is for the community, it's not for the community working group. So it's the community to tell us what is it that you really want to go into the playbook. So I think that, to us, that is what we did right, because whatever is going to go into the playbook, it's from you, the community. And what we could we improve? This is kind of like a feedback that we want to hear from you. According to our first approach, what do you think we did wrong, and what could we improve on it so that if it was by January, we could have had our first draft. Yeah, so this is going to be a feedback from you. So the second approach, managers from the Open Mapping Hub, who came in now to start to write the chapters. But there was a conflict that these community managers from the various Open Mapping Hubs identified. One, they now had to really understand what is really a playbook. Is it really a playbook? The definition that we had from the beginning, is it the same definition that they got? They have the idea that now they wanted to take a different approach to, and then from who and to whom was it for? So I'm going to give Geoffrey to take over that, because he was part of the community managers from the hubs.
Yeah, thank you, Sharon. So like Sharon has shared, we faced some challenges on the way, but we are still continuing with this work. So from the discussions we have had with several people within the community working group and the wider community, it is clear that we do want a playbook which is from the community and for the community, and it should be a living tool which also can be updated on the way, because things change. We all know, for example, for the past 2 years, we couldn't meet in person. So if you had like something and it's planned and it's like, not flexible, then you can't really adjust to the existing situation. So we think the playbook should be a living tool that, gets updated from time to time to kind of address the challenges that exist. So yeah, there is need for people to get inspired on how to and get like respite. We were yesterday having a discussion with the local chapters and communities working group, and it's the same issues and ideas that we are talking about with the community playbook that were being discussed, and people had like very wonderful ideas on how they are addressing these challenges. We had from OpenStreetMap Italy, how it is really working with Wikimedia Italy to address some of these challenges. So things like that, where key partnerships can reduce problems or challenges that you think are very big and they're really made easy and possible to solve. So Yeah, we really want to engage new people and get more people involved in open mapping and open street map. And we want to also, capture everyone's knowledge on how they are doing this for their communities. We need to get your ideas to be able to participate in this. What do you think would be the best approach to take with this playbook? What do you think are the most important topics? And please take a copy of that small URL. If anyone in this room can share one idea, I'm sure this playbook will have very good content that we can use that will be useful for communities. What do you think is the best structure and format for a playbook? Are there some good examples of community playbooks that have come across from other open source, open data communities that we can learn from as we write one for OpenStreetMap? Where do you think we can host this playbook and where? So yeah, we want to capture your ideas like you have heard from us. This is still a work in progress, but we want it to be for the community, and your ideas are really very much welcome. So yeah, that's it from us in the final few minutes we have. So thanks for listening to us, and reach out and also participate on the link that I've shared. Thank you.
Thank you. I was watching on Venulus and there were lots of hearts going up at different times. So people are watching online as well as here. So we got some questions here, and I'm going to go by the voted ones. So what is the minimum number of people needed to start a local OpenStreetMap community?
That's a good one. What's the minimum number of people? I'm going to just share my personal opinion. Everyone would have a different view, and these are some of the things we want in the playbook. For example, I think five people is a good number. I've seen communities which are made up of five people initially, and then they just keep on growing. As well as saying two in Malawi is enough to start a community. So yeah, Sharon, what do you think?
I think first it starts as an idea. So the minimum number of, I think it's one. So if you have an idea, you can always like now try to share your idea with other people that are interested. Yeah, so one person is enough. So if you have the idea, you can now start getting people from your community.
I'm going to add to that and say one, because a lot of communities start, you just have to find a pub or a cafe to meet in and post that I'm going to meet there. It's helpful if you have a friend, even if they're not in OpenStreetMap, because then they'll chat to you if no one turns up. But yeah, one's good. So next question. This is a good one. What to do when the community's goals could be reached? When they've got goals and they get reached, will the group disappear? That sounds horrible.
When they reach their goals?
Yeah, what happens?
I will say get more goals, try to find more goals, because I don't think that should be the end. There is always a lot of things that is changing around the OpenStreetMap community, around some of the things that we do. So at the beginning, when you had some specific goals and you get to meet your goals, try and find other, maybe challenge yourself higher on some different activities that you like to do, and also get to learn from other different communities, like what are they doing and what have you not yet done, so that you also work on that. Yeah, so that is not the end when you meet your goals.
Yeah, I think maps are things that are going to just, you can never map a place completely and say, I'm done, because things change. There is a building here, maybe in 50 years there'll be a road here. So things change and maps need to be updated. And when you look at OpenStreetMap communities, really the main goal is, you know, contributing to OpenStreetMap, growing the user base of people who are using OpenStreetMap, building tools on top of OpenStreetMap. So I think as you achieve some goals, new goals keep on coming up, like Sharon has said. So we just keep on going and going and going. Our job never ends.
And also you can recruit more people with different goals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Annoyingly, the map's never finished. yeah, we'll take, is that a question or a response? I'm going to run down here.
Thanks, Jeffrey, Sharon. So how do you grow the leadership team? And because I think that's a bigger problem also, because you will eventually get burnt out or have other things to do in your life.
Yeah, that's a good one. And I think it's a very big one. Leadership and governance for communities is very important. If, you know, you are a leader of a community and you are the one who does everything, obviously you are going to burn out. So the best thing is to, you know, to create a team and share roles. You know, there should be someone who, for example, does the communications, you know, someone who engages new mapper, someone who organizes events. So for me, I think leadership is supposed to be kind of a shared thing. There are situations where, you know, you put up like a team to lead the community and, you know, some people are not doing what they're supposed to be doing and you feel like the work is, you know, all going to one person. But that's when you still have to get in like new people. Yeah, and eventually it will still come to like, you know, structures. Are you supposed to put up structures, especially when you want to go up to a stage of like, you know, becoming a local chapter, which is supposed to be an entity that is registered, for example, then you have to get like directors for the organization. Maybe even hire a few people to run things if you have the capacity to do so. Yeah, I think leadership and governance is a very big one, which should really have a big place within the playbook. But also we have to invest in, I think, leadership development because, yeah, you may have people who are willing, but when they don't have enough skills to do the work.
Yeah, I think it's a challenge that I'm experiencing in the OpenStreetMap community in Kenya. So I would like to get the answers from you than giving the answers. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. We'll go on to the next question. It's maybe getting trickier. Some countries end up with multiple communities that are not well connected or do not communicate with each other, which can be frustrating. So I don't know if you've experienced this, but do you have any suggestions on bringing disparate groups together?
Yeah, I can go first on that. That's very true. When there is an active community in any country, different groups will come up. But the good thing, they're all having, you know, one goal to grow OpenStreetMap. I think that's the best thing. Like, however much there might be different groups, they're all contributing to OpenStreetMap. So for me, I think it's healthy to have several groups in a particular country. But then, like, I think the question is, how can these groups collaborate and work together? Especially when, for example, there is like maybe a call for grants, and you know they're all competing for the same resources. It can bring also like, you know, friction between the different groups. I think one good example, like in Uganda, we have 12 youth mappers chapters. We have also like some organizations that are doing work around OpenStreetMap, but we try to use OpenStreetMap Uganda as, you know, the national level, you know, community that brings all the other groups together. So I think that's like the solution. These different groups may have like maybe based in different cities, and with a national community or chapter, it can be like the convener that brings all the other groups together. So I think the national community or chapter has to be structured so that it is open to everyone. it's open to all different groups. There can be also something like maybe a membership for organizations that are member of the local chapter, membership for Youth Mappers chapters, but it has to be really open and inclusive. If there are like barriers to, you know, to entry, then people will not join you. They will see like, yeah, you're having different goals and you're not trying to bring everyone together. Maybe Sharon can also share experience from Kenya.
I think for Kenya, we only have one community. So we have organizations that work on OpenStreetMap. But what we do, we collaborate on most of the projects. They invite us in most of their projects. And also, we invite them in some of our projects. Because at the end of it, the goal is to have an updated data on Kenya on OpenStreetMap. So I think collaboration is key. Yeah.
Great, thank you. So yeah, we're all helping OpenStreetMap. There's one more question, but it's a quick one. Can you mention the URL for the playbook again? I think maybe if you put it in Twitter or with hashtag SOTM2022, if you do that, or someone else probably will beat you to it because we've got a great community. But thank you, Sharon. Thank you, Jeffrey.